So walk me through what will happen if I go in to renew my license or get a state ID card.
Well, what your listeners, they will experience when they go to the Department of Motor Vehicles, the Secretary of State's office in Illinois, is in the past they had left after they had done the testing and had their picture taken with a driver's license. What will happen now is that they will get a temporary driver's license, and they will get the old license given back to them that will have a hole punched into it. The reason for those latter two items is to allow them to fly on an airplane in the interval period, which would be about maybe 10 days, where that license, the hard copy license, will be mailed back to them.
So this is being done for various reasons, then?
That would be fair to say. One thing is the fastest growing crime in the United States is identity theft. And hopefully that this would make a major effort in reducing that. That document we're giving somebody has been looked at by our people in Springfield. They've compared it with our facial recognition program, which is one of the best in the country. If they find that there are duplications, they will hold off sending the license back.
And the Real ID Act, that's a federal law designed really to increase security, especially in boarding airplanes, things like that. That plays into this as well.
Yes. The Real ID Act is something that Congress passed a number of years ago, and back in the George W. Bush administration, after 9/11, and it meant to deal with terrorism. We've seen an upsurge lately with San Bernardino and Brussels and Paris, and this has become something that's on everyone's mind. The Real ID is something that is an unfunded mandate by the federal government, and we're making every effort to move in that direction.
We're talking with Dave Drucker. He's with the Illinois Secretary of State's office, talking about changes coming to driver's licenses and state-issued IDs. The long-term plan, again, does that include the temporary paper licenses, or will this morph into some other way of doing business?
I think it looks like this will be the way for the time being.
Okay.
I've not seen any other option down the road. And again, the purpose is for convenience, to give someone a document to drive with in that period, or to get on an airplane, to have something before they get that license back in the mail.
It sounds like this could turn into something a bit more expensive than what we've dealt with before. Is there more of a cost involved, and could this be passed along to, say, the motorist?
On the short term, I think what we do would be coming through appropriation from the General Assembly. We spend approximately $6 million a year, and will be in the near future, on a central issue. With Real ID, it has the potential later on to potentially going up to a figure of about $30 to $40 million for a four-year period. So it wouldn't be all at one shot. And it would be a little bit down the road. We'd be looking at from 2020 to maybe 2024.
Before I let you go, let me, again, just for those that might have joined us late, if you go into that driver's license facility and you're going to get your license or your ID there, you're going to go through the same process as before. It's just at the end you're going to get something different.
Yes. Yeah. And people throughout the state will begin to see it by the end of July. We'll be rolling it out beginning at the end of June, beginning in southern Illinois and working our way north. And by the end of July, people throughout the state should begin to see those paper temporary licenses when they go into the Department of Motor Vehicles. But we think this is a positive thing, and we think it's a win-win for the public. Ultimately, it will give the person the comfort of having a more secure document that they're carrying, and show Homeland Security that we are looking seriously at Real ID.
And I have a license that doesn't expire for a couple of years more. No, I don't have to do anything?
No. You and your listeners, that's a good question, Sean, a good point to make. They don't have to go in until that expiration date is approaching. So it's not like everyone has to go in by the end of July and get a new document here.
That's Dave Drucker. He's with the Illinois Secretary of State's office. Dave, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome, sir.